This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got Alec Medford with us as always, but special guest today, it is Zach Wolchuk, and I want to disavow all of the things that were sent in the last segment to the fan text.
You are great.
Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. I also like the salary cap, okay? I don't know if that helps my case or not.
I did miss that, Gene, though. I am not good when it comes to math and numbers.
But I just wanted to throw that out
there. I didn't fit the stereotype for that mold. But 3-2-1. So is Kevin calling Zach cheap? What the hell?
No!
The morning show does like to do that bit, though.
No, I'm not.
Like, hey, who's the one person that didn't pay you for dinner, Sean? Was it Zach? No, I'm usually one of the first people to pay.
Oh, dip. I need to reach out to Sean. I did not reimburse him for dinner in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, you should. You should. I think you might be pissed about that.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
I'm making note right now.
Just I'm glad that actually came up. Then.
Thank you very much.
That's
for
freaking rude
telling
you.
That. You're right.
How Jewish of you.
Okay, man. I don't think that feels wrong.
I can make the joke. Just dump that, Alec, please. Let's not do that, actually. I don't want to set the standard.
All right. So the Athletic does a really good job with this at, you know, the Pro Bowl, the All-Star Game for MLB, the NBA All-Star Game. They kind of like ask some of the players some of the pressing questions of the day. So I'm going to ask you guys and then see if you agree with the players, and hopefully we'll stay out of any other rocky issues along
the
way.
Yeah.
Should an NBA regulation game be reduced to 40 minutes?
No, I don't see why that is really necessary. Would I be upset if they did it? No, not really. I kind of understood where Adam Silver was coming from, where every other sport is 40 minutes, right? Like, you've got the two halves in college basketball, Olympic play. So you want to kind of just keep this all on the same even playing field. But there are, and I don't know if basketball has this. Like, baseball is always the sport that I think about anytime there's potential change. You've got, like, well, what about the records? What about the history and the sanctity of the sport? So that would end up factoring in here if you're going to have, what, 8 less minutes in a basketball game to be able to get scores and threes and break records.
And that's true, but Cam Johnson actually went at it. He agrees with you, but he went at it from a totally different tactic, which I hadn't really thought about. He said, I think what it would do is kind of eliminate bench minutes. He said, I still think players would play 30 to 35 minutes. And all that means is your bench is playing 5 or 10 minutes, which would drastically change roster building, which is interesting because I think the whole idea was like, oh, we'd scale everybody down. And he's like, I don't think so. So they asked 14 players. All 14 of them said, no, do not reduce the time in an NBA game. Should the NBA make a rule change to impact three-pointers, like moving the line or perhaps introducing a four-point shot?
No. The four-point shot sounds a little gimmicky, although maybe for like an all-star format or something like that. That could be fun. Like, maybe you just try it out that way, and then maybe my mind could be swayed. But I think no. I think that there's always going to be an overreaction in the moment. We're having a ratings issue. Is it because of all the threes? No. You had the three-point line 20 years ago, yep. Right? And people weren't complaining about it. So I get it. Like, you've had analytics kind of taking over. But I think eventually this will correct itself, much like the running back renaissance. Everyone was anti-running back. Now, just be ready. I think you're going to see more than one running back go in the first round of this upcoming draft.
Oh. So only four said yes. Seven said no. So the idea right there is, no, probably not. And they kind of said too gimmicky. So they're with you. Which city anywhere in the world would you pick for NBA expansion? Now, I don't want to make Dallas? The people of Seattle know. Well, I hear enough of that.
I know you do. Shout out to Mike.
So Seattle is second on this list. I just wanted to let you know. Okay. But I don't want to trick the people of Seattle like the mayor of Seattle did when he brought out the basketball. And then, okay, I know you think it's hilarious, Mayor. All right, which city?
He's still laughing. He still hasn't stopped laughing.
He thought it was hilarious.
What a jerk.
Which city anywhere in the world would you pick for NBA expansion?
Anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world.
I think Vegas does make a lot of sense. But to me, it's Seattle. Like, let's get a team back in Seattle. Why the hell not? You've got the new arena there with the Kraken. It makes too much sense. Get the Seattle Supersonics back. And the Supersonic, the jerseys, the logo, that should all return. And I think that we're missing that in the NBA.
Do you also think that Kevin Durant, for no compensation, should automatically go back to Seattle?
Well, he's going to be a Maverick, so I'd say no.
Oh, I could see that, actually. So Las Vegas was number one. Interestingly enough, Seattle and Paris were tied for second.
Oh, Paris?
Yes.
Okay.
People say Seattle is the Paris of America.
Do they?
No. I don't think
the Space Needle is the Eiffel Tower?
Look, I don't think I've ever heard that in my life, but I will tell you this. From doing a lot of signing days, because we just passed that as well, I can't tell you how many people told me who were going to Vanderbilt that Vanderbilt is the Harvard of the South. Now, I don't know if that is an accepted phrase in regular life. I've never heard anyone in like a regular conversation say that, but every single person, I swear I'm not kidding, that was going to Vanderbilt, you'd talk to them or talk to their parents and be like, oh, you know, Vanderbilt is the Harvard of the South. The first time I heard it, I was like, what's that now? And then I heard it like eight times.
What's that now?
Yeah.
Say that again.
Yeah. So I don't know. If you went to Vanderbilt and that is an accepted saying, please let me know. So I want to just read you some of these. What was your one sentence that describes your reaction to the Luka to the Lakers trade?
Goodness.
Jaren Jackson. I was double checking to make sure it was real. Checking the accounts. Stuff like that. Nikola Jokic, who he seems largely disinterested in all things basketball except for actually playing.
Can I hang out with my friend at All-Star Weekend?
He said, I think a trade is not such a big thing, but if you trade somebody like that, I think it becomes a little bit of a big thing. And maybe player.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Has become a little bit serious about it. So even then, little bit of a big thing, which is that more or less than a lot of a little thing? So this is a serious question. Is a little bit of a big thing more or less than a lot of a little thing?
That's so confusing.
I know.
Nobody
can answer.
I don't really know where to go with that.
Fair. Victor Wembanyama said, what I remember from it, what really strikes me is how the Mavs fans are hurting, how they feel. I appreciate that. I really, really do. Darius Garland, is this fake? And Chris Dunn, ridiculous, insane. Insane. Was the new All-Star Tournament a good idea?
No.
Only two people said no. 12 players.
They liked it.
Said yes.
Okay.
But they also probably didn't have to track TV ratings or anything like that.
I just
that.
Didn't like the pauses. And like they did it too much stretching out. There was a lot of fluff. Like, let's just, if we're going to do this, like, let's go. Let's play. And then if you want to have a little bit of a buffer before the championship game, then okay, fine. But there was just too much pausing in between all the games.
Did you like that they did a tribute to the inside the NBA that's actually not going anywhere?
It's leaving TNT, though. And I guess it was like the last time it was going to be on TNT. I kind of understood it. But again, can we do that in the pregame? Like, there was just too much pageantry. We didn't need this to linger about throughout the entire show.
What is the easiest way to convince players to care about competing in the All-Star game?
I am interested if you did. I mean, we see the success hockey's had with the Four Nations.
Yes.
If you find a way to do like an international versus USA, I know that Giannis, I think Wemby were both NBA talking about, hey, that could be fun. Now you're playing for your country. Like, would a Luka, if he's wearing Slovenia, you know, playing for the world versus the U.S., is there a little bit more because I'm representing my country in this game? Or, I mean, Broadus has talked about maybe you end up doing something for charity. You don't want to let your charity down. But overall, I think that these games have all gone pretty poorly.
Yes.
I think we just do the contest. Do the skills contest. Do the dunk contest. The three-point. That's what the NFL has basically turned into now. I know they play the flag football game, but the game itself, I don't think anybody is really caring about anymore.
Now, Trae Young said, quote, I probably shouldn't be picked to be in this game anymore since I shoot like a brick house. Oh, I'm sorry, misread that quote. My apologies.
House.
What he actually said was, I feel like the way to make it better is to go back to East and West. I'm sorry, this is a misread on my part.
I don't know. Maybe once you get the wave of LeBron and his generation out, can you get the youngsters like Anthony Edwards and company, Wemby, for instance, to go ahead and get the competitive nature back for the game? Because I do agree with what Chuck and others were saying. Like, you guys are the reason we're having to change these formats every damn year.
Well,
because you decided you didn't want to put in any effort into this thing. We never had that issue back in the glory days.
So
in my day.
I hate to tell you, but here are the results that maybe feel like it's not going to go in that direction. One, rule changes. Two, play for the fans. Two, probably Giannis and Wemby. U.S. World Game. 7, more incentives. Let's specifically go to Darius Garland. $1 million per player. Then Ryan Dunn. Maybe you get home court advantage in game one of the playoffs if your team wins. Or cash prize. Something that makes all-stars like, all right, I want to play for that.
Mm.
So it sounds like incentives is going to be the way to go.
Money?
Yes.
Money.
In 5 years, who will be the bestest NBA player in the world?
Cole Hamels.
No, that is in 3 years. Will he be an ace? Do you ever see him at spring training and you're like, man, his eyes are dreamy?
Cole Hamels?
Yeah.
No, I've actually never seen him in person.
They are.
He's got dreamy eyes.
He does.
Okay.
Fact.
I'll try to find him next week when we're out there.
Okay, good. Stay focused.
I'm
going to
go stare
question,
into those eyes.
You don't make it weird.
I won't make it weird.
Definitely don't say Kevin told me that you have dreamy eyes.
Looks like I asked Paige Sporanic if she had, can I say the N-word? The
what?
N-I-P. Nipples.
Oh. Okay, but that made me super nervous for just
a
minute.
Well, I'm trying to entertain the 254. They said this show is going to suck without Mike. I'm struggling to be entertained, so I'm trying to go as off the rails as possible.
Okay, well.
I feel like that would be something Mike would say.
Thanks for listening anyway. All right, in 5 years, who will be the best player in the NBA?
Wemby.
6 votes for Wemby, 2 votes for Evan Mobley. Nobody else got
Evan
more.
Evan Mobley?
Yeah, because he can shoot the three now. Oh, nobody else got more than 2 votes. Other people getting votes, Shea, Cade Cunningham, Jason Tatum. No votes for Luka Doncic.
Does that make you feel better about the trade?
Not really.
Maybe Nico is onto something here?
Yeah, not really. I mean, look, I understand their concerns, but like it was still our guy. And so I don't think anything that's going to happen is going to make me feel better, because even if he like continues to really, really struggle with the Lakers because he's been playing terrible right there, aren't you just going to be like, it wouldn't have been that way here? Like we would have known how to use him right, or we would have gotten our bigs back and that would have helped him out. And like... You just, there is no scenario in which I think I'm going to be like, see, we were right all along. I just don't.
Look, they win a championship. I don't care what everybody's saying. We're going to feel differently about this. We act like we're just a city of champions. We're winning championships and hanging banners every single year. The Mavericks have won championship. I remember how glorious and the tears that just swelled up watching Dirk go to the locker room and have that moment by himself in 2011. They win another damn championship here. I do think that this thing's worth it.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. I also think that a whole lot of people who are like, I don't care, I think they will care.
I think absolutely. It's the initial anger and bleep you mentality, and I get it, but I'm still rooting for the Dallas Mavericks. We cannot root for the front office. We might have a theme brewing when it comes to DFW sports, when it comes to that, but I'm still rooting for the team themselves, and the players and the coaches.
Would you root for CY and Jim Nill, right?
They're the best.
Okay.
The GOATs.
Just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.